The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., currently in FEMA Regions number... FEMA Region am I in? Number 5. I'm in FEMA Region number 5. Just want to thank you all for listening to today's show. We have a live show for you today. It's good to be back on air at our regular scheduled time and live with you all. Today is August the 16th, very important day for me. 2016. Just want to thank you all for listening and want to thank you all for being a part of Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. With that being said, let's take care of the business at hand. Let's talk about how we can support. I know you already know, but what we need to do is to continue to help this network grow. So go to Black Talk Radio Network's website and check out the crowdfunding campaign, and you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding digital black media/, and then you can see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on, or you can go to the website and right next to the about you can see the crowdfunding black media. And just hit that, and you can see how you can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network will be here in the future to deliver what it is that is needed, because there is very few outlets. There are very few media outlets. There's very few there are very few programs that are created just for your demographics, for you in mind, where you can actually get information, decide what's in your best interest, and then make the decisions that best serve you, your family, and our overall community. So very important that we support Black Talk Radio Network. You know why? Because it is not as what the intended agenda wants or intends for all media to be, completely propagandized and biased to maintain the overall subjugation and enslavement of humanity. So go to the crowdfunding campaign, and you can make donations right there at the website. Hit the donation button. Then there's three ways in which you can do it. You can do option number one, make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely appreciated. And you can also make that contributions and donations by way of PayPal or by sending a check or money order, and make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That's option number one. And with that, you will receive the monthly statistic performance report of the network, of the radio station, and social media operations via an email. Okay, so make sure, like I said, all contributions and donations are extremely important. Make sure that you have a good email with this, and just continue to give what it is that you can give. And we greatly appreciate that, because that is what's going to sustain and get us to continue to grow. Option number two, for just one penny more, you can make a one-time contribution of $25. In addition to receiving the monthly email report, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, you want to receive two, that'd be $50. All t-shirts come in contribution of $25 or more. So for every $25 that you give, you will have a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt sent to you. So if you want two t-shirts, it's $50, three, $75. Four would be $100. Make sure you leave a corresponding size with each t-shirt that you expect to be receiving. Make sure you give a good email, shipping address, so that will expedite receiving your overall t-shirts. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, and you will receive the email report, the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt, and then you will be eligible for gifts from time to time from the network for your contribution. We greatly, greatly appreciate all of you that do that. Let's support Black Talk Radio Network. If you listen to Black Talk Radio Network, and if you actually, you know, there's quite a few people that listen to Black Talk Radio Network. Just give what you can, because the network is important to you. So if it's really important to you to have the network here, then ensure that it's going to be here. Make a contribution. You can make any size contribution. Just do it and continue to do it. It would be extremely beneficial to the network so that it can grow and do what needs to be done. Now, want to say, if you are interested in purchasing and acquiring and transferring into real money, from paper money into real money, when you get paid or however you save your paper money, but you have paper money but you want real money, you can go to our website and look at Prosperity Mint. That's ProsperityMint.com, Prosperity Mint, and check out some of the actual inventory that we have in silver and gold. Once again, everyone, please excuse my voice. I've lost it, and I'm trying to maintain it, so it's going to go out from time to time. So you can go to Prosperity Mint and see the silver and gold that we sell there, or that we have in stock that you may want to acquire, which you should acquire, especially in these economic times. You can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, check out the inventory, then text me at 951-790-8330 or email me at wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. That's wolf, W-O-L-F, the number six, then pack, P-A-C-K, the number one, @gmail.com. And there you can send me a message, say, hey, David, I'm interested in this or that, and then we can go over to make sure that you're getting what you want to get, and just to give you a brief protocol and a brief understanding of what it is and how to engage in it. But trust me, you want to do that. I do that. I say that for a reason. Just if you would be so kind to do that, that will save you and I a lot of heartache in the future, because there is a way in which you should be engaging, and I need to talk to you about it. So definitely, regardless of how much you're going to buy or what it is that you're going to buy, definitely reach out to us. Okay, so now, before we get started in today's show, I'm very happy to be back on air with you all and looking forward to talking to you all. And before we get started, let me jump into my man, Brother Davis, I believe is in queue. Let's pull up Brother Davis. I believe this is Brother Davis. Welcome to caller, the Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Yo, yo, peace, peace. It's me, Brother Bragg.
Man. Brother Bragg. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, cool. I knew it was a, I couldn't really see it. I knew it was a number. Hold on, Brother Bragg. Stay right there. I'm just going to finish this part. We're going to jump into today's show. Man, hey, hey. Brother Bragg.
Yo, yo.
I just want to say, man, it's so good to hear your voice. It's so good to be on air. It's so good to just have this, you know, this network, this program, and all of you that actually participate in it and make it what it is. I truly, truly appreciate it, and I thank you because you sincerely care, and it's much bigger than just, you know, any person. It's really about who we are and what is it that we can do once we realize our full bounds and our full potential. And you, Brother Bragg, are always instrumental in that. And I just thank you for the early morning conversations that we have. And just, you know, anytime we get to speak, I always learn so, so much. You are very, very important to me, and you are in our friendship that has developed is, man, it's truly, truly treasured. And you don't always get to tell people, but I wanted to let you know how thankful and how appreciative I am to have you as a friend of mine.
Hey, Dave, it goes without saying, man. You're my touchstone, bro. You know what I'm talking about. It's what they,
yes, sir.
It's what they proved the gold to be golden with, bro.
Brother Bragg is classic. It's just so, so true. So, all right, everyone, check this out. Brother Bragg is going to be here. We're going to talk about some things today. But before we get that get started there, I just want to let you all know that I am no longer on Facebook. I will not, and this is the first time that, no, I think it's the second time, but I really get to explain. Because when we first started talking about it, I had to do it on a pre-recorded show that we did. I am no longer on Facebook. I actually spoke to Scotty a while ago, and I said, man, Scotty, I can't wait to get off Facebook. I didn't want to ever go on Facebook, but because of our preparedness group, RDP, you know, that was the most efficient, effective way to get information to people. And that was the only reason why I ever would have been on social media, because it's just not something that I do. And I was just so glad that, you know, spoke to Scotty and said, hey, Scotty, we need to get off Facebook. And he said, well, I'll put something together. And then, you know, lo and behold, Scotty put it together. And now we have our own BTR community. And it's been posted on Tando Radio Show's Facebook page. You can go there. Scotty's posted it on his page. You can go there. It's very easy. Just go to, and you could join, go to www.community.blacktalkradionetwork.com and just sign up there. That's where you can post, and you don't have to worry about who's looking, if someone is going to sell your information, is someone going to flag you, is someone going to go to this and look at what your personal thoughts are or what your opinions are and try to make a character judgment of you and then adversely use it against you in all forms and fashions. Not happening here. And this is, I'm so glad I am on here, and I will only post here. I will post sometimes from time to time. Well, I will post that we're having a show in Facebook, but that's the only posting that I will do. I posted two posts yesterday, but I won't be doing that anymore. So everyone listening to Tando Radio Show, I know you probably heard Scotty talk about it already, but BTR community is a necessity for us, especially as things start to go awry. Furthermore, we will be able to go there and be able to make contact with each other while the lights are still on and give information, knowing that you won't worry about something being taken down. I don't know, how many times have you heard Scotty say that he posted something and it was taken down? I don't know how many times I posted something and it was taken down. So there's no outside interference. It is all about us. So please, everyone, just like you had signed up for Facebook, this is a place that was created for you. Yes, Facebook is extremely popular with people. It is, you know, has things from people from all over the world. But that does not mean that it's always the best thing for us. And this is probably, especially in today's age and with what's going on in today's world, is probably better for us to be in a place that we can solely make communications among ourselves that the general, that is of a format and put together by someone that you know. And that's Scotty. So everyone, please go to BTR community and just create a profile. It's even quicker than the profile you did for Facebook. And let me tell you, this is critical, because if you really think about Facebook, FedBook, it was created by the system. It was totally created by the system. And one of the things that on getting off of the system is that you have to start to do little things that lead to other things that lead to other things for you to wean yourself of the system as much as you possibly can. We've got too much of the system in us. So let's go away from, and let's start to really support, and let's establish something where it's completely ours. You could be someone that actually a business could come together for you on BTR community, and that stands for Black Talk Radio Community. You may have a business that flourishes because of it. You may have a personal experience that flourishes because of it. But I will guarantee you this: you won't have an administrator that is going to be circumventing and have an agenda for you. It's one thing you can be assured, and we already know that FedBook is all about that. But the thing about one of the things in weaning ourselves from the system is that we can't take delight in what they bring, because it's not anything of a treasure. It is a poison. So definitely, everyone, please contribute by signing on to Black Talk Radio Community. You know, you can easily do it by going to www.community.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Okay? So now, check this out. Some of the articles that I posted inside of there that I wanted to take a look at. Let me hit some real quickly. And it is, for me, I absolutely love this. This site is really easy to navigate, and it's a great thing. So let's go to some of the articles that we had posted. Let me just pull this down. My internet, as you know, is a little slow. One sec, and then we'll get going. All right, here we go. First article that we posted today was from the Anti-Media. It says the U.S. These U.S. senators are actively trying to stop the government from doing something terrible. Check out this article. I said the steps towards global war, which is going to affect our community the most, without input from those who will be doing all of the fighting and dying. Ladies and gentlemen, they're moving in all forms and fashions towards global war. We talk about this plenty of times because, you know, Tando here, this show is all about preparing and things of that nature. So this is one of the things that we definitely have to prepare for. Check out that article. Next article came from, this was off of Sirius Report, and it was a Reuters account. Someone had a Reuters account and tweeted, the Deutsche Bank depositors can't withdraw. Now, the important thing about it, how true it was or not, it wasn't completely accurate, but guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This is the system telling you what you can expect in the future. It will be true in just a matter of time. So check out that article, because this is what is going to happen. And once Deutsche Bank goes, down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. The economic collapse is going to take on a new dynamic, and this is already happening. Next article comes from Business Insider. This is why what Reuters posted, what was posted about Reuters is so true beforehand. The only way to fix the economy might be for the stock market to collapse. And it's not just the stock market that's going to collapse, and this is everything. And this came from Business Insider. The U.S. economy and financial system is a mess of contradictions right now. Bond yields are hitting record lows while the stock market is hitting record highs. The labor market is signaling full employment, but GDP growth remains lackluster. Ladies and gentlemen, They're giving you all the warnings. Next article. Check out that article. Next article. This came from Deutsche Bank itself. Deutsche Bank analyst says a market shock is the only way out. And this came from the dollar vigilante. Deutsche Bank has been hinting and letting people know that they're done, economically kaput. They're going to go under. They will go under. The sharks are in the water, but see, here's what happened. They want to strategically do it at the appropriate time and take you down because you're the real mark in this whole system. So check out that article. This is from a Deutsche Bank actually analyst saying this. It's because they want to come back afterwards and say, well, we told you this was going to happen. No one listened to us. And since you didn't listen to us and now you're on your knees, you should be listening to us now if you want to get off of your knees. And believe me, it's not. Trans-Pacific Partnership, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be full-fledged. So check out that article. Next article comes from yournewswire.com. Flight attendants admit routinely spraying passengers with pesticides. That's why I hate planes. Just don't trust them. So a video has surfaced showing a flight attendant spraying toxic pesticides in the cabins of an aircraft carrier while passengers were on board. The video discovered by Natural Health Healer shows how airlines routinely spray pesticides in the aircraft as a part of a procedure called, you know what, I'm not surprised, always kind of knew, but until we start to come up with better forms of standards of living, where we devise it and not the system devise it, we will continue to have this type of thing. And this is just a small thing that magnifies a much bigger, bigger problem. So check out that article. Amazing. Next article, breaking news, Obama's care collapses as Aetna pulls out. So the Affordable Care Act called Obamacare is in real, real trouble. This is also, in my opinion, a part of the global economic collapse that you are seeing. Next article. Same thing. Check out that. It's about the Aetna and Obamacare healthcare. Next article comes from Free Beacon. FreeBeacon.com. Russia builds new underground nuclear command posts. Check out that article. Next article. Going to try to rush through. Next article. Excuse me. Next article comes from HallTurnerShow.com. Beijing crosses Washington's red line in the South Sea of China. Details Tuesday, August 11, 2016. The Chinese military appears to be dramatically increasing its presence around islands in the South Sea of China, sending a strong signal as Washington and Beijing continue to its land reacclimation program in the South Sea of China. Washington has remained adamant about one island in particular, and that is the Scarborough Shoals, which is very close to the Philippines. And the U.S. is saying that that is the red line. If China crosses that red line with the Scarborough Shoals, then it would be a actual military confrontation or a invasion. Well, China is starting to set its sights on developing the Scarborough Shoals, which is right very, very close to the Philippines. And ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one of the many linchpins for, in my opinion, for the World War III that's going to turn into global nuclear war one. So here it goes. Next article comes from, what is this? anonymoushq.com. That's what it stands for. anomhq.com. That's what it stands for. U.S. Navy turns seawater into jet fuel, flies aircraft using oxygen, CO2, and H2. In a groundbreaking discovery, scientists at the United States Naval Research and Laboratories, NRL, have successfully developed and demonstrated a revolutionary technology to extract carbon dioxide, CO2, and into produce hydrogen, H2, from seawater, subsequently converting the two gases into hydrocarbon liquid fuel. This fuel can power jets. Ladies and gentlemen, free energy has been around for much longer than we have. But the key to energy is that energy is one of the things that control nations, and then resources control people. They don't want free energy to be used by you and I, because then what need of a boss that you would, what you need? You would need a boss. So this is just another example of how we need to redevelop ourselves and refocus our energy. Don't wait for the system to correct itself. It is going to correct itself. It's going to correct itself to take more and more and more, because it has an insatiable appetite for killing, destruction, impoverishing, giving disease and wars, and enslaving you. So what is it that you could do? I remember a brother called and said, we just need to organize and do this and do that. Well, I would say, very true. But the key is, you have to do it. You can't wait for anybody else to do it. You start to take the necessary small steps before you try to come up with an elaborate scheme to dismantle the system. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the system, it took a long time to actually energize it. It's not going to just be changed, in my opinion, by a grandiose scheme from one or two people. It is going to be completely annihilated by the multitudes of people deciding that they will start to live and create for themselves. Done over. It's not that hard. It just will require commitment. And this is some of the things that, in my opinion, with the free energy that we need to be moving to. Next. I posted today's show. Well, we're going to talk about current events of the world and open discussion. My man, Brother Braggs, is right there, so we're going to jump in with Brother Braggs, too. So, next article. It came from China, but you can check on that one. You can right-click it to get the English version, but the next article above it tells everything from Reuters. China seeks closer military ties with Syria. China and Syria have aligned themselves. So what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? This is because the overall global war against the United States, and that's what it's going to be. The United States is going to have very few allies, and it's going to be the world against the United States, and it's going to lose. So all of these things are falling into place. So that's what we have posted there at BTR community, Black Talk Radio community, that you should all be a part of. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, I got my man, Brother Braggs, that's there. We're going to have open discussion. And I would also love to talk about the Thursdays. We didn't have a show on Friday, but Thursday's show and yesterday's show, the completion of it. If you would like, definitely jump in. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. My voice is bad. Would love to hear from you. I think my man Dr. Hawkins is there. I needed to talk to Dr. Hawkins. Anyhow, I missed his phone call today. So, everyone, stand by. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump right back into Kando Radio Show. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just want to say, because of you, we are here. Let's ensure that people in the future, those that we have yet named, will also have Black Talk Radio Network. Make the donation, make the contribution. Listen to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. It's Hando Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Arend, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Happy to be back on our at our regular time. This was a busy, busy week. Hopefully, for all of our young children that are going back to school and our older children that are going back to school, much love, much respect. Do what you got to do in that school of obedience. Don't let them corral or tie down your full potential. Seek an education outside of the obedience that they teach you at these institutions of no learning. So, but much love, much respect to you all. Be careful and look forward to you inheriting this overall planet and inheriting the opportunities to make it better for everyone. So, with that being said, let's jump into today's show. We got Brother Braggs there in queue. Brother Braggs, what's going on?
Peace, peace.
Brother Braggs had called. Peace, brother. Peace. Brother Braggs called me this morning, and, you know, I'm going to tell you, when you talk to Brother Braggs, always full of energy, and he's ready to drop mega bombs on you on some of the things and researching that he's been doing. And one of the things that I really appreciate about Brother Braggs is that he finds stuff. And like he says, he don't know where it comes from. He just finds it because he attracts it. And I think that's so important that we be aware of where our interests are, because that will determine to some point where we're going individually, as a family, and collectively as a community. And I think our interest has got to change. I think our interest has to be in developing real education, to developing our scientists, our inventors like Doc Hawkins, and developing some of our great minds like our brother Roz, our brother Braggs, our brother Davis, our sister Davis, and, you know, all of the people that call in. We have to take a vested interest in each other. But the key to that starts with you. And so Brother Braggs always shares with us. So just want to talk to this brother, you know, for a little bit and let him drop what he wants, you know, whatever we're going to talk about. This is one of those days where it's just free. Let's just be us. Just be you. You can talk about some of the past shows. Didn't want to really start anything new show-wise. Just wanted to have an opportunity to talk about some of the things that, you know, is important to us individually, important to you, and then maybe talk about some things that we started here on Tando. So it's totally open form. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call at any time, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. If you never called into the show before, this would be a great time to do it. No need to fear, no need to be afraid. Step outside of your comfort zone, because you'll find out that you are much bigger than the cage that you put yourself in. If you called the show before, you know the lines is open for you. We'd love to hear from you all at any time. So let's jump in with Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, what is on that beautiful mind of yours?
I just want to drop this on you. This is something that I had read in January, but I was going through my notes before we start today, because, you know, I'm going to take you away today on some different stuff, man. But check this out. This is called G.O.D., and what it is God Syndicate, Guns, Oil, and Dollars. And this is how it begins: Abyssinia or Habasha. Now, these are those Moors, too. This gets to these Moors. Abyssinia or Habasha, meaning land of the bastard. Abbasid Caliphate, Iranians and Turks and Arabs began spawning bastard half-breed children, known as the bastard children. The original Aryans of Islam came from Iran. But what about these Turks and Mongols? And how did they take over Islam and become pale-skinned Arabs? 1147 CE, the Almohads began to supersede the Almoravids in Marianian territory. Marrakesh and Fez, which had become the new Mecca for all Moors due to racism in Arabia, the Maluks, Sulfate, was an Arabized Turk state of medieval Europe. The Sulfate ruling caste was composed of Mamluks, I can't pronounce that, soldiers of predominantly Cayman Kipchak from Sinema, Ticinian, and Georgian slave origin. While Mamluks were purchased, their status was above ordinary slaves, who were not allowed to carry weapons or perform certain tasks. Mamluks were considered to be true lords with social status above freeborn Egyptians. That's the Moors, man, in West Africa. So you see how they put racism in the Moors, and that's what ended up destroying the Moors, what broke them up, because they were basically scientists and whatnot, nation builders. But then they had the Tawny Moors or the Almoravids, or they just and the Almoravids, two different sects. One is black West African, and the other is these urbanized Aryans, which were Aryans, which were from Iran originally. So they came in with racism and they broke up the science. It's deep, man.
I want
to run through this right quick today,
yeah,
while you got a minute. The
go
legal
ahead,
system,
ahead.
The judiciary of the USA is controlled. Okay, did I want to read the Crown Temple? Nah, that's not the one I want. This is the one I want. Estate. Stand. The roots stand. Have nearly the same signification. To set, to fix. It is probable that stow is contracted from stand. A sit form, set. In a general sense, fixedness. Fixed condition, fortune, possession, property in general, the general business or interest of government, hence a political body, a commonwealth, a republic. But in this sense, we now use state. E-state, VT, to settle as a fortune, to establish. Webster's 1828 dictionary patent. Patents from, patted, to open, appropriated by letter, patent, apparent, conspicuous patent in a writing, given by proper authority and duty, authenticated, granted, or privileged to some person or persons by patent or letters patent, that is, open letters, the King of Great Britain grants land, honor, and franchises with the patent. That's how they gave the land up from over here in America to people who came from Europe, by the
right.
King's patent. And that's why I'm reading, see, most people don't pay attention to these, what all these words have meaning, but you got to go to the old meaning to see where they're coming from. We're going to finish with patent. To grant by patent, to secure the exclusive right of things to a person, lawful, in accordance with the law of the land, according to the law, permitted, sanctioned, or justified by law, lawful property, a thing comfortable to or enjoined by law, legal, a thing in the form or after the manner of law or binding by law, a writ, a warrant issued from any court under color of law, is a legal process, however defective. A dictionary of the law, 1893, legal, Latin legalis, pertaining to the understanding, the exposition, the administration, the science and practice of law, as the legal profession, legal advice, legal blanks, newspaper, implied or imputed in law, opposed to actual. Legal looks more to letter and lawful to spirit of the law. Legal is more appropriate for conforming to positive rules of law, lawful for accord with ethical principle, legal imports, rather than the forms of law, are observed that the proceeding is correct and that rules prescribed have been obeyed. Lawful, that's the right and actful in substance. The moral quality is secured. Legal is the antithesis of constructive. Abbott's Law Dictionary, 24th edition, Law, 1893, stat, end quo, status quo, state in which, the state in which anything is already. The phrase is also used retrospectively as when on a treaty of place, matters return to status quo ante bellum or are left in status quo ante bellum, the state or in the state before the war, 1913. Webster's revised, unabridged. And that was just some of my words for the day, you know what I'm saying? Because I have words that I go through, and I still got a bunch of words. But these words, when you get into the Edelman with these words, they're going to blow your mind.
Right.
You gotta pick a word. Look, let me give you a word for the day. Go to your Edelman and pull up blessed, and that's going to blow your wig back. Blessed.
Oh,
B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Blessed.
You mean like
pull that
somebody
word
sneezed
on the Edelman?
Wait, Brother Bragg, hold on. You mean like when someone sneezes and you say bless you to them?
Yeah, or when the preacher say bless you. Pull that word up, B-L-E-S-S.
And you know what? I actually was made aware of it, and that was one of the reasons that I had stopped saying at the end of Kando's show, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to give one. And this is, you know, we all learn things at different times and in different means. And that's why I say, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one. I changed it. Now, Brother Bragg, what does it mean? Or do you want to leave that for the
I want them to look it up and get that impact like I did. Because, man, you've been using that word. People have been throwing that word on you. Old people give you that word. This word didn't come from us, though. This word came from foreigners. Look the word up to find out what the word really means. Then you're going to be mind blown. Then some other time, we'll tell you why that blessed is so important. You know what? I'm getting ready to talk about ritual murder after that, right? Because that's what blessed takes you to.
you gave too much away, Brother Bragg's right. I'm glad that you put it that way, because it's very, very important that we do. And, you know, words have real meaning. Words have real energy. And this is why when you were hearing Brother Bragg talk about the patents and everything, let me tell you why that's so important. The letter of the law destroys, while the spirit of the law maintains your freedom. Because the letter of the law is written as a patent by man to enslave you, while the spirit of the law was given to you by the great creator, God Almighty, for you to live abundantly and be a creator yourself. Very, very important.
Now remember this. Now, David, just let them know this too when you're saying that, David. These patents were given out by these kings from Europe to come here and subjugate the people that was here. These patents,
right.
These charters, these authority, this law. And this law starts
in Hebrews
1452. Right, because they have no right. But this is that 1452 dumb Debris. This is very important. All this plays hand in hand. This dumb Debris 1452, these boys thought that they was coming to the Holy Land over here in America. See, they had heard about America, but they had never been here. But when they enslaved the Moors, they got them to bring them to the land that they had only heard of. Remember, the Europeans landlocked. He just came out the cave. He's like a wild, ravenous beast. And that's what he is when he comes out. Everywhere they go, they rape, plunder, and pillage. Everywhere they go, they bring disease, pestilence, and murder. I'm saying you gotta do your due diligence. You gotta study these people. Because I believe in Sankofa. If you know what I'm talking about, you gotta know your past so you can move to your future.
Right.
Past,
right.
Present, and future. It's all the same, but you gotta have your foundation. Because see, this takes you into everything over here in America. These patents, these charters, they came over here and they killed the indigenous people that look like you and I, the copper color people of America. Pull that term up. 1828 definition of American. You're going to find out it's copper color people. Look like you and me. Copper color people. And check this out. Ramses III. This is why the pyramids.
Negro.
This is why the pyramids the pyramids. Come on, help me, man. I just got mind green.
Where at?
In the Grand Canyon. That's why they saw
the Grand Canyon. Okay.
Remember this. Ramses III was one of the kings from Egypt who came here. They got temples of him all through there. His burial place is in the Grand Canyon. See, they'll never tell you that. See, when they talking to you, they talking to the maker, the owner, the cream, father, mother of all civilizations. Of all civilizations. And I ain't a preacher. But it's the truth.
Right. Hold on, Brother Bragg. One sec. We got Brother Doc Hawkins in queue. Definitely want to bring him in real quick. One sec. Welcome, Doc Hawkins. What's going on in the Tango Radio Show?
Hey, peace.
Peace.
Dr. Hawkins, what's going on?
Man, just listening to the show, you know. And David, you know how I feel about this, but I got to stress it again.
Yes.
I don't know if people realize what a tremendous loss we just had with Dr. Sabi.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure that most of us really understand that. And these people wiped out the greatest herbal doctor that we have. They just wiped him out. You know? And it's just like, man, we're still sitting around just waiting, basically. We're sitting around waiting, man. We've become too complacent, too passive, too docile.
And it's too domesticated. Yeah.
And man, if we don't wake up soon and start acting, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm going to say this for the record. I've mentioned it on Facebook with a particular post that, you know, that I alluded to anyway. But I have photographs from Dr. Blair. Right before he died, man, Dr. Blair sent me some photos, and I had a conversation with the brother, and he told me basically that they were attacking him with the satellites. And he believed this, and the people around him believed it. But you know what I've noticed? The same thing that happened with Dr. Blair in terms of his people not speaking up and speaking out, the same thing happened with Dr. Sabin. You know, supposedly his people knew that I was told initially 3 months, that he was in jail for 3 months before his murder, and then they changed the story when they talked to Zaza Ali and others and said that he was in jail for 2 months. So if either of those are true, whichever is true, that's still a long time for a teacher like that to be held in jail without us knowing about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hold that. Now, I've been so busy. Dr. Sabin was in jail for months without anyone knowing, without the I mean, as you were saying, just restate that, Doc, in the details of that one more time. It may be new to, it may not be new to some people, but this is the first that I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, well, he, according to the people that were surrounding him, he was in jail for 2 whole months, three whole months before his death. So then, right after I called you, David, and I told you what I had heard from a very, very credible source. And this was before it all went viral on Facebook and all of that. And, you know, other people started asking questions as well. And then the story changed. It changed from 3 months to 2 months. And then it changed yet again. And thank goodness some of the people that were following Dr. Sabin's work started asking the tough questions.
The tough ones.
Yeah, and I can tell you right now, man, there are no answers. The people that were surrounding him have provided absolutely zero answers. Not any that hold water anyway. And I'm saying all that to say this. We need to really organize. We need to form an institution, some type of organization that will protect the master teachers. Do you know what I'm saying? Those people who are victimized by police brutality, like, for example, Corrine Gaines. Now, if we had an institution in place where this sister could contact and then receive private security, you know, lawyers, things of this nature, not any bootlicking folk, but real people who can't be bought out, who understand what the struggle is, then we would have had a lot better chance of saving this sister's lives. And when you look at the list of talent, the absolute genius that we've lost within this year alone, man, if that doesn't make people question, I don't know what is. Because they did the same thing in Nazi Germany. They started taking out some of the greatest musicians. They started taking out some of the greatest philosophers. Nobody batted an eye. They started taking out the athletes, the real athletes that knew hand-to-hand combat, that could protect people, you know, that could teach people to protect themselves. They took them out. Nobody batted an eye. And then, of course, they took out some of the MDs and some of the naturopathic physicians. And then they moved into
the exact 51 as of today.
That's right. That's exactly right. So this whole thing is happening again, man, and we are not recognizing history repeated.
The sign.
But one thing I know is that, man, we better wake up and we better wake the hell up fast. I had people call me, and some sent emails, and some even messaged me on Facebook, basically saying that, you know, the system was after me as well because of the things that I say, and the fact that I didn't pull any punches when I spoke about what happened to Dr. Sabin and Dr. Blair. And if anybody is serious, I mean really serious, David, I know you are, but for those of you out there who may be questioning what happened to Dr. Sabin, I know a lot of people are saying that, you know, we don't know that the brother was assassinated or whatnot. Man, I can show you the actual photos that Dr. Blair sent me. And I've been having these photos for a while, man, and I just, you know, to be honest with you, man, I don't think that the people are really ready to hear what I got to tell them, to hear what this brother told me. And you know what? Because I'm going to call people out. Once I show you what Dr. Blair sent me, I'll call out the people that surround him and then force them to tell you the truth. That way you're not just hearing it from me. And what I'm saying is that the same thing can be done with Dr. Sabin. Because, David, if you remember, a year ago, I posted that first bulletin, and I tried to tell the people.
Where is Dr. Sabin? Yes.
That's right. You know, and that is what kept Dr. Sabin from getting disappeared into a black hole a year ago. They were trying that back then. When the first initial 12 doctors of natural medicine mysteriously got murdered within a 2-month time period, right? And at that time, I had people following me and all kinds of strange stuff going on, but I still spoke out for Dr. Sabin because a lot of cats were calling me and saying that they spoke to some of the other master teachers and they weren't saying anything about it. They kind of brushed everybody off. So when I looked into the situation and saw that there was a Hispanic woman that took over his office in California, and that her and that attorney that basically appointed himself as his attorney that this lady brought in had fired every black person that Dr. Sabin had handpicked to work with him in various states. And I know this for an absolute fact. So they started firing all the people that Dr. Sabin hired. And to make a long story short, it was so blatant to me, you know, just by paying attention to what was going on. When we put that bulletin out, we forced them to put out a video with Dr. Sabin showing that he was alive. Because I tell you what, at that time, we were really ready. And we had some investigators on the case, some real investigations, you know, some real investigators that had arrest power. You, when I tell you that, I mean that. You can take it however you want to take it, right? But I have a friend who was a sheriff as well, and I talked to him about this and his organization, and them people were going to fry, I guarantee it. So what happened, and David, you know this, they produced that video. The doctor said, and he was basically saying, hey, you know what? Everybody thinks, you know, something perhaps happened to me. No, I'm good, or whatever. You know, and we were watching, but I warned people then, I warned black people, the moment we stopped watching Dr. Sabin, they were going to take him out. And look what happened.
And you know, Doc, if you look at where we are now and look at what's been happening, it's we've always diverted the people have always diverted their attention because of so many reasons. People always want to push off the hard work and the responsibility of doing things to someone else instead of them actively doing things themselves. And this is why, from the organization that you're doing, what you have planned, every person here needs to be in support of in some form or fashion. Because if we don't, we lose Black Talk Radio Network. We lose everything. We continue to lose until you are put in a position, just like the people that were living in Germany at the appropriate time, when all of a sudden the concentration camps went hot and the war went hot. And then what happened? The people that had no clue, or they knew what was happening, but they had this attitude. They had an attitude of they didn't know, nor did they care. That is always the worst attitude to it all. This is something that we need to start to collectively come together in an asymmetrical approach that is going to actually be effective. If we do what we've been doing before with the protesting, the marching, and everything else, that gives the appearance that you're doing something, but that ain't doing nothing. What needs to be done is there needs to be relationship building among us all, to ensure that our agenda is facilitated by who? The system? No. By making the system beholder? No. By us actually planting the seed and getting into the field and becoming the gardeners and becoming the farmers that we need to become to bring a real harvest for ourselves and our families and our people. And until that, and I know Doc is doing things, so I'm all in. What is going to you? Every person that's listening to Tando's show, you can't wait for anybody else. You need to do things yourself. Get around people that are actually doing things. Don't wait for something to happen. Don't look for people that's doing things. Find them. They're here. Scotty, Doc is doing things. Doc has a seminar, a conference that's going to be coming up that's for your best interest and collectively for all of our best interests that you need to be a part of.
Y'all, the truth is David's a part of it. So as a matter of fact, the website will be available by the end of this week where you can go and you can check out the classes that will be taught and the whole host of individuals, very sharp individuals that we'll have there that will be speaking and teaching classes and helping everybody get to the next level. So This is what we got to do. We got to organize for real and stop giving lip service to it.
Exactly. And Doc, this is put in my opinion, for us, the people that do care, for those of you that's listening to Tando Radio Show, I know my brother Roz, I know brother Davis, I know brother Braggs, I know a lot of you that listen, you all do, and you will be a part in our end. It's critical for you, the everyday listener of Tando Radio Show. You know Doc Hawkins. You know Doc Hawkins. You know what Doc Hawkins can do because of what he's been bringing to Tando Radio Show. This is an opportunity for you to actually build what it is that you see the flaws are around. Because at Doc's conference and at Doc's workshop, it's going to be beneficial to you. Not to that person or this person. It's going to be something that's beneficial to you. You will have to be able to have the ability to establish alliances with other like-minded people that you are going to have to draw from at the time of crisis, because it is going to happen. We got Scotty with Black Talk Radio Network has started a BTR community, Black Talk Radio Community. That is a form you all should be engaging in and using. Get off and get out of the system itself. And when you get out of the system, you've got to replace it with something else. You should be replacing it with you. And who is you? It is the energy. It is the desire. It is the will of Doc and everyone like Doc that is willing to do and to lose whatever is necessary to lose to do. This is different than the 60s, than what you've been taught in school as to how you change society. They didn't change anything. The opportunity for you is real because you will construct it yourself. Now that is something that you can build a bridge off of when you put your hands on it. So listen, we got to go to a commercial break. We're going to come right back with Doc Hawkins, Brother Bragg, and you. At any time, give us a call. Doc is here, and you know what? We really need to start really ramping up and talking about this. We're having some events. I'll be having an event here in Dallas for the screening of Black Friday. And if you're in the Dallas area, definitely go to
Brother Dave,
the Mongolian.
Brother Dave, make sure y'all post them events to BTR Community, man. That feature puts it right there in everybody's face, and that's for the public. Some of the stuff you can mark private, but the events is for, you know, everybody to see. I think maybe you can make it private, but from what I see now.
No, this will be public, yes. Yeah, I'm definitely going to post that, and Doc's event is going to be posted there. This is where we need to really facilitate. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Give us a call today, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pounds. Give us some of the solutions and some of the work that you're doing that needs to be out there that can be, has to be cross-pollinated across this country, across this globe. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back with Brother Bragg and Dr. Hawkins after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., that is now in FEMA region number 5. And we are here today giving you this show as an open discussion. And I'm glad that Brother Braggs is there in queue, Doc Hawkins is there in queue, and it's really all about what the heck are we willing to do individually, not what the heck we can say somebody else needs to do this. An inanimate person needs to come up with the solutions for us. No, it really starts with us. And I would tell you to start with something as small as you can possibly withstand, and then keep expanding that. We have some events that are coming up, and Doc Hawkins is having an event. We're going to post it inside of BTR Community. We have a screening of Black Friday that's going to be happening, and then there's some things that we'll be posting in and some events that's coming up. Major events where people that really have means to order to help you from what they've been doing so that you can start the overall process to change and to be free yourself. I want to go quickly back to Doc Hawkins and talk about Doc. When we talk about some of the events, particularly the conference that you're going to be having, if you would, just tell everyone why this conference is so important right now in light of the trend, the global trend from the assassination to the setting up economically, the overall geopolitical situation. Why is it so critical for our people to start to rely on each other first and foremost, and then establish alliances with those that are sincere around us? Why is that so important, Doc?
Well, because what we're working on here is not what I would term fast food sovereignty. Now, there's a lot of talk of sovereignty out there, but, you know, these people don't do the real work. For me to really be sovereign, you have to have a lot of different elements already in place. All right, now, you have to have control over the bare necessities as a people, as a community. First and foremost, you have to have that. You got to have control over your water. If someone else can control your water, you are not solvent. If someone else can control your food, you are not solvent. Right? If someone can tell you what color you can and can't paint your house, you are not solvent. So for us, what it's really about is competing globally. We're looking at global markets, and black people, as we are called, have not been competing in that arena. When you look, we're not exporting anything to our continent, Africa. We're not importing anything from our continent, right? We are just still consuming, and most of us know that we're consuming. Well, what we're hoping to do is not only get to the next level in terms of business arrangements and agreements, but establishing trade agreements with Africa and, well, with black folk throughout the diaspora, and especially with Africa. So that way we can move as United Front and compete globally. Because, again, that situation that happened in France wouldn't have ever happened had we had been organized properly. And I'll give you another prime example. I found out the other day, a friend of mine who was a school teacher here locally sent me a news article from, I think it was Channel 13 News. And I tried to Google the article. She sent it to me by text. I tried to Google the article, and they snatched the article off the air within 15 minutes. They totally snatched it out. Someone made the decision to snatch this article off, and here's what the article stated. The article briefly stated that the HISD, the Houston Independent School District's teachers, for the most part, were striking, and others were planning to strike in some of the surrounding districts. And the reason they were striking is because their schools, they realized that their schools hadn't been tested for lead or pesticides, herbicides, any of that, in over 25 years. So they turned to the government through this organization called ACORN and said, where is the testing of these schools? How do we know what we're drinking? And the government, of course, said, well, we could do the lead testing and whatnot, but we won't be able to complete it until the year 2019, which is, of course, a slap in the face. So basically, the teachers across the board started demanding that that their schools pay for bottled water for them to drink. And then, of course, the teachers started talking to the students and started telling the students not to drink the water there. So the schools have to buy enough bottled water for the teachers and the school. I mean, for the teachers and the children there at the school. And that's causing a huge problem. And the media is trying their hardest not to cover it. But thank goodness, I think it's Channel 7. Channel 7 did cover it. And, you know, they didn't get too far into it. But they pretty.
Oh, did we lose that? Yeah, we lost that. That's where you came. We lost you. Give us a call back. Okay, everyone, let me give you. I'm going to post once Doc has the website for everything back up for what's going to happen with his event. We'll definitely post it. We'll talk about it here, and we'll post it inside of BTR community.
Brother Dave, and I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Excuse me. I would like to hear Doc Hawkins' opinion on it, since he got that water filtration system and whatnot. But you posted a story. You posted a story to BTR community about one of these military contractors that the Pentagon is using to develop a jet that runs off of ocean water. And I commented on that post, man, and that reminds me of the movie Battle Los Angeles, where the aliens came here for the water, because they use water for fuel and what have you. So I was like, wow, you know, again, here, like you always say, they tell you what they gonna do before they do it. And just think about the impact that could have on the oceans and how scarce, even more scarce, water can become. You know, instead of them putting all that kind of money into, you know, desalination projects, making more right. water drinkable, what do? They put it into a weapon of war.
Yep, because they plan on having wars forever. That needs to have the most... It's ridiculous. And Doc Hawkins is back on, Doc. Doc, Scotty had a question for you once you were about the water that he wanted to pose to you just as you went out. So pick back up where you were, Doc.
Okay. Yeah, well, anyway, guys, in closing, what ended up happening was the city of Houston had experienced so much pressure, and keep in mind, it's ongoing. The article that got snatched off the air was snatched off, I want to say, Saturday. No, it was Friday. It was Friday night. They snatched it off the air Friday night. And later on, which was Saturday morning, it came out that they found dioxin in the water. They reemphasized that. And they also found an additional 120 chemicals, man-made chemicals, in the drinking water there. So as you can imagine, the city here is really trying to postpone all of those testing and things of that nature because they already know what's in the water. And this is a
everything that's in chemtrails is in the water.
There's
everything
no
that's in the chemtrails is in the water, in the earth. Whatever.
There is no federal, there are no state laws that require these schools to do any testing of the water here in Texas whatsoever. So then, of course, the real question becomes, what the hell are these organizations, these government organizations, like the EPA or the TCEQ, the Texas Commission of Energy Quality, and other organizations even here for?
Right. Very, very true. Doc, you know, there was a... I don't know, Scotty's still there. There was an article. I don't know if Scotty's there.
Yeah,
I'm just mentioned it.
Yeah, I just wanted to get his perspective on the world's water supply with this story with the U.S. Navy, obviously through military contractors, developing a aircraft, well, not an aircraft, but a weapon of war using water from the ocean. What do you think that could point to the impact? I mean, I'm thinking Battle Los Angeles when the aliens in that movie came here because of the water, because their machinery ran off of water. Now we're seeing real life imitate art and just the potential for the world's water supply. I know, you know, this water is salt water. It would need desalination. But I'm thinking it probably cost them billions to develop an engine to run off of ocean water. Just think of how much if they'd have put that into desalination projects for water shortages in certain places around the world. So just your overall thoughts on the potential impact this could have on potential water wars, man.
And Doc, just so you know, let me give you the heading for this as to what Scotty is talking about, because absolutely right. This is giving you the signal that now they're going to be using a natural resource as a means and a method to maintain the overall war paradigm against humanity. And Doc has always said, from the first time that I met Doc Hawkins, the first thing that he said, David, it's the water that matters. Here's the article, Doc, because I'm not sure if you're familiar
I am. I'm very familiar with it, and I'm very familiar with the technology, too. And listen, man, Brother Scotty, you're right on point, man. You're right on point, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. And we are facing water wars in the future, but you want to know what's strange? Is we're engaged in water wars right now. And it's just that the people don't realize it yet. And, I mean, imagine just how, I guess we could call it embarrassing that an organization or even a whole government would feel if the people learned that they are literally going to war with other countries for water when we thought it was all about oil, aka dinosaur blood, right? So if the people knew, no, this war is about an element that we all absolutely need. I don't think it's a coincidence that 90% of our fresh water is being shipped to China and has been for the last 12 years. And the fact that China owns 90% of America's debt. I mean, I don't think that's a coincidence at all.
No. Nope.
And as far as the technology, they have technology like that run off of water. In fact, I'll give you a name. There was a gentleman by the name of John Neely, spelled K, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, E L Y, back in the 1940s, around 1951, he perfected the water motor that ran off of salt water. And of course, they came through and they took him out of the picture. Right? They took him all the way out in front of a whole bunch of witnesses. They didn't care because they did not want that type of technology on the market. So all they pretty much did was upscale Dr. Neely's device. And now NASA is using it. Other space agencies are using it. They have these huge, and I mean huge, machines that run off of ocean water. And if people realize just how big these machines were, man, yeah, they start asking a lot of questions. Now, they got these boring machines, for example, that can tunnel, if I'm not mistaken, 3 miles of tunnel per week. All right? So people talk about these underground basements and tunnels and such, these networking tunnels that have under the ground so they can run to. All right, so we know that the Earth herself has her own natural means of filtering salt water. All right, so why wouldn't those idiots create some alternative underwater streams and caverns and things of this nature that the ocean water could kind of bleed off into and become filtered naturally to increase our fresh water reservoir? You see what I'm saying? So
right,
the end
right.
game for me is just absolutely scary. But yeah, you're right on point with that, man.
Hey, I'd like to add this. You know that
right.
all the cattle they have in the U.S., I'm talking about cows, hogs, and pigs, they have them at such large numbers, their waste goes down to the underground water table and contaminates the water. This is all around America. They do fracking, they do oil. All of this contaminates the water. But the main point of this is that this is nothing new. This is a historical thing. You poison the water, you control the food, and you can wipe the people out. This is why I study history. This is a continuous genocide. Now, it might not sound like a connect, but if you do the kind of research I do, water is very important. You can't control the population unless you control the food and water. Once you control that, you can control the people. Other thing, siege tactics. When you get people to run off the land, you get to come and claim the land. That's why you have people moving all around in other countries right now, but hopefully it doesn't come to America, but they say it might come here from martial law. So all of these things go hand in hand. All of them. It's all King's law. It's all Roman law. If you check, look, it's so deep. The Romans started poisoning their people with lead. If you go into the 70s, Three the Hard Way was about lead poisoning the water. All of this stuff is repetitive. But if you know history, you see what they're doing. The British, they are near wiped India out by starving them with the food and water. They killed over like 10 million Indians, Dravidians. So all of that goes hand in hand. Just like in America, your food and your water is the most important thing. When they spray that stuff up in the air like you're a roach, that stuff goes down into the underground water table. It gets on the trees, it gets on the animals. It contaminates everything it touches. We breathe it. It gets stored in our bodies as heavy metals. It comes back on us in cancers. The fertilizers and whatnot, the stuff on our fruit, the little resin, if you take hot water and pour it in your fruit, you'll see like a little waxy slime comes off of it. All of these things, you ingest in all these different chemicals that have no business in your body. I mean,
very, very, very true.
Well, he's not lying because let's say two words, or sometimes they use it as one word for you that'll explain this. Slaughterhouse. Okay?
That's right.
When you have all these cows and chickens or goats or whatever you have in the slaughterhouses, you got to understand just how much water they use. Right, as a matter of fact, And I'll tell you something I may have mentioned before, and if I did, forgive me. I just want to reiterate this, but it takes 33 gallons of water for these food manufacturers or production facilities to produce one can of vegetables. Just say a can of green beans, they use 33 gallons to produce one can of green beans. Now, why the hell would they need to be that wasteful?
Because they don't care. It's not their stuff they're wasting. They're wasting our stuff. And this is the other thing. You stand on your own land, they wasted our assets. They squandered our resources. That's why they don't care.
Yeah, and that's,
we don't claim this stuff as ours. That we just walk around like we're not in our own land. We're at home. We're home. This is our shit. And that's all I get. Only thing I study for is to get the people to see that we're standing on our own shit. Once you realize that, you realize where you are. Once brothers realize you stand on your own shit, you're gonna want people to treat it differently and treat you differently too.
Right. There becomes a preservation of prosperity, because that's where your prosperity is actually grounded and rooted in. And you know, this is when you talk about the resources, as Doc has reiterated, as Brother Braggs has reiterated, as Brother Davis has reiterated, as Roz has reiterated, as my man Mel has Jambone has reiterated, as Scotty has reiterated, as I have reiterated. You know, when it comes to resources, we don't have an attention to it. That's why we continue to lose it. And this is why the conferences, this is why the collective prudence of establishing with people around us that really truly care. And as Doc said earlier, you don't have sovereignty if you don't control resources. You don't have freedom if you don't control assets, because it's the assets that maintain your independence, so that you can produce from the talent that you have, that you can develop a legacy and establish a culture that you can pass on to the ones that you have yet not named. I think it's beyond critical at this time for us to get the fluoride, as much fluoride and lead, out of our system as we possibly can. And first purging, that we realize that we have been waiting for something to happen to be given to us, when we don't want to pick up a hammer and swing the building of our own ark. And there's so many people that are doing it. There's so many people around us, and we need to stop waiting for these overall someone else from the government to come, or come by with the institution to say is going to be the one that actually frees you, when it never happens. Your actual salvation and your actual independence and your freedom has already been given to you, but we've been walking away from it daily. I would say, get in behind Doc in the conferences. Get in behind the things that we're going to be doing, because it's not going to just benefit us. It's going to benefit you and everyone else. You're going to have to do something different than what you did yesterday. And what we've been doing yesterday is we've been following the manuscripts of petitioning, filing out permits from the state, the city governments, the federal government, asking us to protest and to have our due process, and we want to have our rights, and we want to have our execution of our freedom of speech. We want things to change. What has that done for us? Absolutely nothing. So let's do something that's more productive. How about you build your heaven that you're going to be living in? And that requires the work and the effort of many people coming together collectively. But it first starts with you. If you don't see yourself the way the great creator sees you, then don't pass a mirror, because the only thing that you're going to be recognizing yourself as is what the system has called you, a slave, and subjugate to them. Until you see yourself as the great creator also, then you will not create. This is the opportunities that we have. And I only really want to work with people that understand that and gravitate that. There's no hold. We're not going to hold your hand. No one is going to force you to do anything. I'm not going to go against your free will. I know Doc ain't going to go against your free will. This is why Doc always says, if you're serious, if you truly care about, and there are going to be many people that are there. How many people are there? That's who we'll be worked with and where we could establish the line. I hope that you care enough for you and in the generations that you have yet not named enough to actually do something and have a different consciousness to create and to build, because it requires us all, and we're going to do it with you or without you. So, Doc Hawkins, Brother Braggs, we got a caller in queue. Let me go to this person really quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hi, everybody. This is Jada from Atlanta.
Hey, sister, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Brother Dave. Hey, P. Scotty, how you guys doing? And Brother Rob.
Hello.
It's interesting that you're talking about cleansing the body, and the things that we eat and the water and different things like that. And I have been looking up something called, I have been taking it for the past couple of years, and I promise by it, bentonite clay. Because,
yes.
And when you take it, it pulls all the foolishness about you, you know. And when I did the, you know, when you do the research about, you know, the essential oils, taking essential oils, like, I'm homeopathic in this home, and I know people, you know, sometimes my husband will say, you know, my husband's other day,
yes.
He'll say, oh, there she go, but it works, because even he had sprained his foot, and he was just like, man, I don't want to go to the hospital. I said, okay, let's do this thing. Cleaned up his foot. It was black and blue. Within 2 days, that bentonite clay pulled all that, you know, inflammation, and it started to heal. Within like 2 weeks, he was healed. So whether it's, you know, a few weeks ago, my son got bit by a spider.
Yep.
Put it on there.
I was just about to say that. Yep.
And I don't know what kind, but I said, baby, that looks like a spider bite. And I got something for that. I packed it. Within the next morning, it was purging. And he was like, I said, let's take it internally. Oh, and baking soda. Those two I promised by. Baking soda, bentonite clay. I think every person should have that in their pantry at all times.
And their preparedness.
To share that.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, great, great.
That's
you're absolutely
like
right.
A question, Sister Davis. On those oils, do you know any of the frequencies on those oils you're talking about? I was reading about them, but I didn't know that essential oils carry the frequency. And that's why they're good for you. And I think they were saying frankincense is one of the best ones.
Oh man, I have them all mapped out.
Doc has it. Go ahead, Doc. You're absolutely right, brother. Rag. They do have.
I got a list of about 100,000 frequencies, man.
Wow, like, really? That would be awesome.
As a matter of fact, I invented a homeopathic remedy maker. It's called the Intentionator 5.
Intentionator, right?
There are two methods. Go ahead, sister.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Could I give you my email and or how would I get in touch so we can, you know, exchange information or, you know,
sure.
Even I could purchase it, because like I said, I'm a woman about my business. I don't play no games. Not when it comes to these demons. Excuse me, this world.
Yeah. Hey, I hear that. As a matter of fact, heck, I'll just give you my number now. Scotty, if you would, Brother Braggs, I mean, if you guys want my number, heck, feel free to write it down.
Okay.
But the number is 281-475-8161. That's 281.
And this is Brother, Dr. Rob, I'm sorry, right?
No, that's Dr. Hawkins.
Dr. Hawkins, I'm sorry, Dr. Hawkins.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, so again,
but
that number
I love the show. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's 281-475-8161.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I would definitely, I don't know what your time frame is, but I'll definitely leave a message and or text you, because, you know, when it comes to, I grew up that way. My mother had a closet, like, full of herbs. I didn't run to the doctor. So me running to the doctor for sinus and cough, we didn't do that. So my mother was homeopathic. She was, I mean, she had books. She had from every herb you could think about, from aloe, taking it internally. She used to get the big things of raw honey, and that's how we grew up. So I was, even if we got sick, it was always homeopathic, peppermint, peppermint leaves and chamomile leaves.
Hold on one second, sister. One second, sister. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Doc. Brother Braggs, Brother Davis, hold on one second. We're going to come to you. And Doc, I want you to definitely talk about the frequencies that Brother Braggs was asking about, the essential oils. Doc has, this is why Doc's conference is so critical. For Doc is an inventor, and he has a lot of these. You'll be surprised. And this is a person that we all need to actually be supporting and have. We all need to have a relationship with Doc. Believe me, because that is what keeps us from having some of our great minds being subjugated or actually being abused and being taken advantage of by the system itself, because we don't cherish them and we don't know. You're listening to Sando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue. Let me tell you, these are some of my favorite shows, where we could just talk about everything, you know, and it's so, so important. You know, the essential oils, I live by them. I absolutely live by them. You know, I always say for every disease that man has created in a biological laboratory, there's a herb to cure it. And I also firmly, you know, when you look at different stories, you can see that people that were under the influence of mankind's medicines, then they touched and had an experience with God's herb, and then all of a sudden everything changes about them. It's amazing. It's amazing. And you know, just before we went to the break, Brother Braggs had asked about the essential oils having frequency. And let me tell you something, you all have the honor and the privilege of listening to one of the greatest minds right now, and Doc Hawkins, and what he has done and invented from what he has individually has invented in his extensive work and frequencies and the homeopathic side of from a diet to applying certain things and then actually enhancing that by having frequency enhancement to it all. So let me tell you, Doc, Brother Braggs had talked about frequencies in the essential oils. Would you just talk about with some of your findings and some of the things that you have actually invented, what they do, and how important it is that we get away from what we've been taught in the schools of obedience and start getting down to the real science of physics and why that's so necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? And those of you who are on my Facebook friends list, you know, all you got to do is just go through, for example, my photos, and you'll see that, you know, some of the devices that me and Doc, one of my teachers, had invented. And this was like when I was first learning circuitry design at Biophysica back in 2007. And this guy, man, I'm telling you, I was talking to someone about this the other day. But, man, if I can get Doc to come on the show and just speak to y'all, man, I'm telling you, because this guy here, he's light years ahead of me, y'all. I mean, this dude here has over 250 inventions, and he taught the federal government scientists, you know, basically how to make the equipment in the hospitals and things of this nature. And you know, thank goodness he took me under his wing and such. Man, but I can tell you right now, you know, the one thing Einstein was right about is that everything is frequency. You know, when it comes to the physical world anyway. Now, there comes a point where even frequencies stop, and this is what they call the zero-point field. And some even call it the Planck measurement, but that's another story in and of itself. But yeah, every single substance has a frequency. And there was a particular lady back in the day who had discovered that these frequencies that we're talking about here didn't have to be measured in hertz or megahertz or whatnot. They could be measured in ohms. Okay? Like, for example,
tell them that.
There was a frequency to normalize the cell nucleus, and it is 898.89775 ohms. Okay? So, and it's just a very simple device. So a lot of times people think that it has to be something involving some very high powered machines that cost millions and billions of dollars, and nothing can be further from the truth. You know, now if you want to get more sophisticated, then you add your what we call carrier waves and things of this nature, and it makes you know, the whole process more effective. But right here in front of me right now, I have homeopathic remedy rates for radioactive isotopes and things of this nature. Mm-hmm. All right. For example, barium, 559.0773 ohms will neutralize barium in the bloodstream. All right. And it's the same thing with radium. The same thing with thorium. 345.901 ohms. Okay? I mean, we've been at this for a long, 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 long time. And that includes elements. You know, elements like plutonium, which is 344.551 ohms. Plutonium. 344.551. Now, if you have the proper equipment, any substance, I don't care what it is. As a matter of fact, you know, I would love to do this demonstration live on the air, you know, with Brother Braggs or the sister and you and Scotty and others, where I can show you better than I can tell you. Because hearing this stuff kind of sounds, you know, but if I was to show you, then you'd make no mistake about it. And I can show you with essential oils. What I could do is take a photograph of you, put it on the intentionator, take an essential oil, let's say like panway, let's say lemon, peace and calming, any of those essential oils that I work with, put them on the other side of the intentionator and broadcast it to you using your photo as an antenna for about 10 minutes. After that time, you will actually be able to taste that essential oil in your mouth. And I don't give a damn where on this planet you are. This is a discovery I made a few years ago with myself. I was what we call self-targeting. And, you know, I was like, whoa, what the heck? And so I started using a couple of friends as guinea pigs, so to speak, with the essential oils. And I would broadcast to them. And I didn't tell them what, you know, the end result was. You know, I just sort of broadcast to them. And, you know, just to see what they would say. And I would talk to them the whole time I broadcast to them. And then after a while, you know, the sister would say something like, you know, I taste peppermint. Like, what what the heck is going on here? You know, I taste lemon. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? And it would be the same thing if I didn't use the essential oil at all. If I just typed in the frequency of any of those essential oils, the same thing would happen. Now, like I said, one day to get to the next level, to really show y'all, we need to do a show where I'm showing you what I'm talking about.
And let me tell you all why that's so important. Remember when Doc was saying that there have been doctors that have been targeted by the satellite? Let me tell you, this is the technology that's been around for a while. And if you don't know these things, then you won't resonate high enough so that if you get targeted by these types of things, then you'll be adversely affected by it. Think about what Doc is actually saying. There's multiple things here. The Fukushima is a lie. All of that can be taken care of. But this is the thing. If Doc can put the taste of lemon in your mouth from the intensinator, imagine what the government is putting in people's thoughts and in their mind. And you wonder why people don't give a damn. And you wonder why people don't care. And you wonder why people are docile. And you wonder why people don't want real change. They only want to maintain the enslavement code. But see, the key is they don't want to be a slave. They want to have one. You wonder why we resonate so low in our frequency. Because you are a walking antenna. And not only that, you transmit and you also receive.
And that's right.
What are you transmitting and what are you receiving? So, yes, Doc, we definitely have to do that. Hold on one sec, Doc. Brother Braggs, we got Brother Davis and Sister. Hold on real quick. Brother Davis, what's going on?
Good evening, my brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Hey,
the show is superb. Brother, I'm going to tell you something, and I will only say this tonight. I had a personal experience with Dr. Hawkins in Cincinnati. And let me tell you something, and listen to me very carefully. It expanded my sensory perception beyond the level of Westernism. So that means that everything that I was taught through my Western education, he literally shattered the concept of the limits of my senses. Meaning that people say you only have, what, 5 senses, and exceptional have 6 senses? When I came off this thing, understand what I'm saying. I was literally hearing through different parts of my body. Well, that allowed me to understand that what I thought the total purpose of my hearing tools were my ears. That was what Westernism taught me. When I came off this thing, my meditation took me to levels of understanding the limitlessness of sensors in your body that allow you to do so much, but you have to have the experience of understanding that you must go beyond your educational thought process. And sometimes, and I'm going to tell you, the doc's going to tell you on the telephone, this was something we did very precariously at the last minute. I never knew, believe me, to this day, about the transformation process I was about to go through and to our experience. So I'm going to let that go right here. But let me say this here about tomorrow night's show. Show is going to be focusing on the basic concepts of, as you've been talking about tonight, water and all of this here. This is not will. When they put controls on natural things, they're usurping your birthright. And we have to be very understanding about the total loss of what I'm saying. They are usurping your birthright based on how they can value it. And really, no value can be put on it. So every show that I have done so far has been to wake up self to its responsibility. If it hasn't in different people, that's on y'all. Because you've heard me say many times, I don't listen to this radio show without a pencil and piece of paper, because there's so much knowledge coming out. So if what you're hearing you don't get or you don't catch a rebroadcast, that call falls under responsibility. Once again, it's back on your lap. We cannot do it for you. And this is the most complete show that takes you on the mental, the physical, and the spiritual level of preparation. So understand what I'm saying. Tomorrow night's show will be definitely on understanding the importance of your birthright and what you lose by not fighting for it or being responsible for it. So, look, great show, man. I'll sit back in the queue and continue to listen.
Hey, can I jump on Brother Davis's tail, man, right quick? Check this out. Y'all keep saying the status in front of me. The most general and appropriate use of the flag is as a symbol of authority and power. The reason I started with the flag issue is because it is easy to grasp. The main problem I have with the yellow fringe is that by its use, this is the yellow fringe around our constitutional republic on the flag. There's no more. Our system of law was changed without the public's knowledge. It was kept secret. This is the fraud that American people were allowed to believe that was the just decoration, because the law changed from common law, God's law, to admiralty law, the king's law. Your status also changed from sovereign to subject. And this is why I chose history, because this is how you find these things out. Everything they do is for a reason. And like Dave says, everything is right before you, but you got to see it.
Absolutely.
So true. Brother Davis, and I remember when you called me after visiting with Doc, and it was Brother Davis, just description of what he had experienced with Doc Hawkins was changing me. And this is why you have an opportunity to have a relationship with Doc Hawkins, to experience an education and not experience a trial of obedience that you get from school. So I would definitely you all to encourage to go to Ancient Waters, to engage with Doc Hawkins, to actually, and one of the things that Doc is always said is water, 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 water. Purify your water at your home first and foremost. It's not hard to do. It's very easy to do. Doc has the system to do it. Doc is going to have a conference. Engage in that conference, because believe me, you are going to leave there better than what you came, because you are going to experience and have an opportunity for your full talents to start to be ignited. And I know I'm looking forward to it. It's essential that we do it, because let me tell you, there are some great minds that we always have within our reach to humanity. The thing is that we don't always recognize them, and we don't always protect them, and we don't always cherish them and actually give them the ability to actually expand their overall talent. Got it with Doc Hawkins? It's important we do it with Doc Hawkins. It's important that we do it with you. And believe me, we definitely will have that show with Doc Hawkins where he will have that opportunity to as he, you know, when he's ready to actually do that on this show. But before then, you can almost guarantee that at Doc Hawkins' conference, you will be fed in so many different ways that is going to be a personal experience for you. And I'm looking forward to it. We got one more caller in queue, then we're going to come back because this show, it goes too fast. This is I love this, you know, these type of shows, because there is no agenda. It is just let it go. And it is always so great and so grandiose, and it's such an experience. I love you all because of it. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Peace, peace. This is Brother Ross. What's good? How you doing?
Peace, peace.
Brother Ross, what's going on?
Hey, I'm good. Doc Hawkins, what's going on? I just wanted to just say Doc is incredible. Every time I've talked to him, we just get into the most profound conversations, and it's a mind-expanding experience every single time. He's just a treasure to our people, and the work he's doing is so vital. A lot of what he talked about with Dr. Sabi is so vital. I've seen it with others too. Dr. Ben, he languished in a nursing home in the Bronx. So I mean, it's just a lot of us. We have to start really cherishing those people who are doing the work and doing the best we can to really look out for them and protect them. You know, when you see these white supremacists, they watch out for their own without question. You know, we have to really, really start looking at what's important, because just like, matter of fact, Dr. Hawkins and I were just talking about this when I talked to him the other day, like the sheer number of important people we've lost this year alone is staggering, and it just seems like every month is just another slew of people who are just irreplaceable, that we're losing it. So there's a lot of work we have to do to really, you know, solidify protecting these people and making sure that they're able to continue to do the work and stay as healthy as possible. Also, I wanted to ask Dr. Hawkins, too, for information about the frequencies with the essential oils, because I have a library of them. I use them myself for all kinds of things, and I would just be much more, it would be much more insightful to have that sort of information as well, because I didn't even realize you can infuse frequencies into essential oils or to enhance their properties. So that's something I'm definitely interested in learning more about. And I just want to say thank you all for the show. It was incredible. And the show that Scotty did yesterday was incredible. So I thank you all for everything, and I'll mute my line there.
My brother. Doc?
Yes, sir. Hey, and you know what else? I can show you how to map the frequencies yourself of different essential oils. Yeah, the whole process doesn't even take that long. It really doesn't. You know, all you need is the right equipment. And just take, for example, now I'll tell you guys something else that's very important. When it comes to the homeopathic remedies, whether they're frequencies or you're dealing with the original substance, and you got two different types of homeopathic approach. You got the base formulas that deal with the actual substances, and then you have the frequency version. Now, the inventor of that version was murdered swiftly, because they did not want her to get that message out to the world.
Right.
And this is what I've been lecturing about for a long time. But if you were to mix your essential oil frequencies or essential oils, period, with what they call biochemic tissue salts, that will take it to the next level. Like calcium sulfur, for example. Mm-hmm. There's another called Calimur, caliphosphate, sulfate, etc. Now, these are all tissue salts that work very, 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 very well with essential oils. And I've been trying to tell people this for years, and it's been falling on deaf ears because, you know, I mean, it's, I hate to say it like this, and I'm not being facetious, but a lot of people just don't realize that frequencies are very important, and that, yes, you can map out different frequencies. I don't care what substance it is. As a matter of fact, if you look on the Hip Hop Therapeutics website, you'll notice that we have a tab there at the top called Energy Medicine Lab Testing. Right now, I've been offering this service for a very long time, since 2008. Where people would actually send in substances where, you know, they would want to know the frequency of, and I would map out the frequencies for them and then send the information back to them along with, you know, the substance or whatnot. Or they would create a product. Let's just say they would create their own essential oil, and then they would send it to me, and then I would test the essential oil. You know, I would have someone place a couple drops on themselves or whatnot. We'd put them on the aura camera or the aura video station, and we'd watch their aura in real time. We'd watch their chakras in real time, and we would map out the scientific steps that we're taking to see exactly what's happening to that person's aura or nervous system, and et cetera, et cetera. And we still do these things right now. So, like I said, the tissue salts are very important. Also have homeopathic remedies for what they call the California flower essences. And, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Like I said, the elements, gems, and that includes black diamonds. And as I pointed out before, black diamonds are not native to the planet. You know,
nope.
They come in through meteorites and et cetera. But, man, I have so many different frequencies, y'all. It would really, really, really trip you out. And I have them all in list form, and I'm putting it together to make it even tighter, and that way I can start distributing it to the people. And it's not something that's going to cost you an arm and a leg, but I guarantee you, you'll be provided with a whole library of frequencies that are actually accurate.
Hey, before we run out of time, I just wanted to bring up something Ross mentioned yesterday, the conversation we had after we played the audio podcast that Dave left for us, the pre-recorded that we ran, but the conversation. And so, Brother Ross, if you're still there, you talked about yesterday about the gods coming down and possessing, you know, people in the community, shamans or whatever the name for the spiritual, you know, guys that they had and what have you. But and then we were talking about, again, you know, in Western religion, mainly Christianity, how all of these things have been plagiarized, bits and pieces here and there and what have you. But you know what I thought about today as I was thinking back to yesterday's show about that kind of spiritual possession and what have you? But they talk about in Christianity possession by the Holy Ghost. They, you know what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit and what have you. So I thought about you today, and I just wanted to mention that if I had an opportunity, that that came to my mind. I made that connection to what you were talking about on the African spiritual roots.
And you know what? I left that, and I mentioned what I'm going to do. Tomorrow's show with Brother Davis is going to be phenomenal, and Doc is, you know, I really wanted to have that show with all of you there, with Doc there, with Brother Braggs, with Roz, with everyone, and Scotty there. We're going to do that show again so that we can really, really talk about it and have a discussion. Let me tell you why it's so important, because these are some of the things that we continue to, like it or not, we battle with, and it's much better for us to have the proper assessment of it all so that we can know what we're really facing. This is why Doc Hawkins is so critically vital to this whole thing. This is why I actually, one of the reasons why I wanted to actually bring that show at the appropriate time, because Doc has been here, Brother Davis has been talking about certain things, and Brother Braggs, and then Rod comes on with different things. It's because it's really about us being free and the capabilities of us. It's endless. We have to do this. And so we'll talk about, and we're going to redo that show on Thursday. So it's going to be very, very important. Everyone that's here, make sure you're back for that show. I didn't have time for that. So, hey, we got to get out of here. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Brother Braggs, thank you. Doc Hawkins, thank you. Brother Davis, Rod, Sister, thank you so much. We will pick this back up. Believe me, Wise Wednesdays tomorrow is always a must. And then we're going to come back with Thursday. We're going to pick up Thursday and Monday show. We're going to kind of condense it. And we all need to start to come together and formalize our overall approach to this. And let me tell you, it's critical that we realize the talents that we have among us, and it's you. So, Doc Hawkins, your work is never wasted on Tando Radio Show and on Black Talk Radio Network. It's a must. Doc needs completely. Roz needs his own show. Doc needs his own show. The Davises need their own show. And we all need to continue to grow this whole thing, because the people have been actually fooled in so many things. And it's up to them to free themselves, and because you all and we all have started that journey, has been important to us. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give a fortune. We'll talk to you soon. God willing. Much love.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.